Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sportfish Restoration Program. Nuisance exotic aquatic vegetation is clogging up East Texas reservoirs. Funding provided by the Sportfish Restoration Program helps to manage the problem.
The Sportfish Restoration Program, and specifically the boating access money, has been used to clear boat lanes and provide access for anglers and boaters to either their favorite fishing hole or just areas where they'd like to water ski or other recreational activities.
Timothy Birdsong coordinates the program for Parks and Wildlife. Taxes collected on fishing equipment and motorboat fuel funds the work.
We have several different reservoirs where we're working right now. We have a great success story on Lake Conroe where we've been able to control the vegetation, and now we're using some other pots of available resources to go out and establish native vegetation communities.
The Sportfish program provides funding to agencies as a 3-to-1 match, and the success of the program depends on coordinated efforts and strong partnerships.
So the partnership between the anglers, boaters, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. We've also worked with other partners, including BASS and the Seven Coves Bass Club, to go in and do some of this habitat restoration.
We learn about the exotic aquatic plant hydrilla tomorrow. That's our show with support from the Sportfish Restoration Program, funded by your purchase of fishing equipment and motorboat fuel. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.